What a match Tuesday night is set to be. It's a simple setup. We need to go to Oxford and win to have a chance of making the playoffs. We'll have more than 1,000 fans backing the Imps at the Kasam Stadium. Captain Paddy O'Connor is keen for his side to move on from Saturday's game quickly, highlighting the 16-match unbeaten run, which got the Imps right into the playoff mix.
I think the lads left everything out there. I was pretty clear to see. But yeah, as you said, look, it was 16 games unbeaten. We're not going to lose the head after one game. Still a lot to play for going into the game tomorrow. So yeah, it was just about going in, being positive today, getting back on the pitch and giving everything tomorrow night, and hopefully we can go get another win.
Yeah, such a huge game, isn't it, tomorrow?
Yeah, it is. Obviously, look, Oxford have obviously been on a decent run themselves. They found a bit of form. So we know it's going to be a tough place to go, but I think there's a lot of supporters travelling down, so it's also obviously just go out there, nothing to lose. And yeah, hopefully if we leave everything out there and we can go and cause a bit of an upset.
And I guess whatever happens over this next kind of week and a half, 2 weeks with the fixtures, there's a real positivity heading into next season, even if you don't get that sixth spot.
Yeah, as you said, there's been a bit of a feel-good factor around the place, being big crowds coming in at the LNER, so the lads are in a good place overall. As I said, we were disappointed with the results on Saturday, but it wasn't for want of trying or anything like that. So whatever happens in the next couple of weeks, going into the off-season and back for pre-season, I think the club as a whole and the squad as a whole is definitely in a better place than it was 6 months ago. So we'll take that as a big positive.
Lucas Jensen's currently in a battle for the Golden Glove with the Portsmouth goalkeeper. Is that something as a defence that you can take pride in if you can get that over the line for him?
Yeah, obviously the personal thing for Lucas will be nice, but I suppose it's just a reflection on how the team has done as a whole, really. Obviously Big George come in for a couple of games as well and done well, so as a whole, as a defensive unit and as a team, it'll be a reflection on all of us. If we can, as you said, maybe get a couple more for between now and the end of the season to get Big Lucas the glove.
And what's it like every day in training, because you've got some great players that aren't getting the minutes maybe that they probably feel they deserve at the moment?
Yeah, training has always been competitive, as I said. We have had a couple of injuries and the squad's been stretched at times, but to be fair, at the moment there's only a couple out, so training has been lively, and as you said, there's people like Jack O'Teige, Dylan Duffy probably not getting maybe the minutes that they'd like, but that doesn't show on the training pitch. They're bang at it every day and they're driving the lads and the standards. Same with Jack Burrows, who came on the other day after not being maybe involved the last couple of weeks and again made a big impact. So it's positive to see, and probably just shows what we're like as a group, that's kind of all in together.
Yeah, so as Paddy says, there's still a confidence around the squad thanks to that long unbeaten run prior to Saturday. Head coach Michael Scubala feels the pressure is all on Oxford going into the game.
Oh, I think, you know, we have to keep level, we have to keep to what we do, we have to keep our processes. I think you're right, it's been fantastic with the results. The lads have worked really hard and they're disappointed, or, you know, to not win the game. But at the same sense, I think if you were to look 15, 16 games ago and say we'd have one shot to go and beat Oxford on a Tuesday and we could be still in it at this point in the season, I think we'd have all said we'd take that. So I think there's things to be disappointed about in terms of result. I don't think we played that bad. I think a couple of things didn't go for us and I think we could have been better around the box, but we've got to go again and try and get a result maybe when the pressure's off a little bit.
And games like this against Oxford is what you want to be involved in, isn't it, as a footballer, as a manager, as a player?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. We're hanging on to that, you know, playoff place, but Oxford are definitely in the driving seat for all the teams in and around it. But if we go and get a result there and we can go and get 3 points, which is going to have to be 3 points, then you never know. You never know. We can take it to the last few games of the season. I think our ambitions has always been keep pushing, keep going to the next one. Because we've got a bit of a punch in the nose on Saturday, doesn't mean we don't go and focus for this game and try and do our best.
They've suddenly hit great form in terms of the amount of goals, a bit like you had that spell. What is it that's clicked for them, do you think?
I don't know. I'm not part of their camp. I can't tell you. I know they had a tough game against Bolton, and I think sometimes those tough games where you get beat heavy, you go one way or the other. And they obviously went the other way and started to score lots of goals. And they're a good team. They've got really good players. I know early on in the season they were in automatic promotion. They've probably dropped off a little bit, so they'll be really keen to keep in the playoff places. But they're, you know, they're a good team with some good players as well that can really hurt you on the top line. But again, we've just got to work hard, get our planning right, get our delivery right, and see if we can go get 3 points.
I guess it's a reverse mentality, isn't it, in the fact that they've probably got more to lose tomorrow than you have.
Yeah, for sure. I think they've got to hang on to their points. They definitely will accept a draw, I think. So it's going to be tough for us. But they've got everything to lose, so we've got a little bit more freer type of play. And I think that was one thing I did feel at the first 10, 15 minutes against Wigan. It did feel like we had something to lose all of a sudden. I think sometimes it's easy to be chasers. But yeah, it is what it is. So we've just got to go and take this game as another game. And if we can get 3 points, who knows what happens in the next few games.
We're getting towards the business end, as you talk about, and we're seeing those automatic promotion places, Portsmouth nearly settling for top spot. What have you taken away from their teams that you think Lincoln might need to be one of those next year?
That's a big question before the break. You know, I think the consistency, but I think we've showed that. So I think consistency in this league is so important, and finding ways to win, it doesn't always look great, but you find ways to get points on the board. I think the consistency that, from what I've seen from Portsmouth, has not always played the best, but they've won games and they haven't drew many games. So they've managed to get over the line in 3 points, and you know, I think they'll do it. I think they've got a few games to do that, and let's hope we can show some more consistency towards the end of this season and carry that into next season.
Yeah, overall the squad, it's nice now that you've got those options available to you that you can freshen things up if you need to.
What now?
Yeah, now with the players you've got available again.
We've got a few, but again, we're probably, you know, early on we're hit with strikers. I think you can see that we're hit with midfielders. And one of our ambitions was to have Ethan Hamilton and Conor McGrandles as part of that group. And we've had to put players in there that have stepped up really well. So Danny and Jack Moylan, they've never played in there, but they've made some great performances over the course. So it does show you that you can do it. But we need to just get our mentality right and go again. And not worry about injuries, not worry about anybody else. We've just got to try and do our best to get 3 points. And I thought, what I was really pleased of on Saturday, you could see how hard the lads were working. You could see how much it meant to everybody. And we didn't get 3 points, that's the reality. So we need to be better, or we need to be more ruthless at least on Tuesday.
And how important do you think that has been, that little spell that you say, Danny Mandroyo in there, Jack Moore in there, for their development going into their future careers?
Oh, I think you're making better players for sure. You're definitely making better players, and it'll maybe add something to their games. It'll maybe educate them in terms of when and how to press and the distances people need to cover. And I think sometimes when you play in the middle of the pitch, as a six or an eight, there's a bit more responsibility. So I definitely think it adds to their overall game in terms of being responsible if they go back into tens or nines or wherever they play in their future careers or here at Lincoln. But yeah, I think they've showed some really good performances in there as well. So, you know, in some ways it could suit someone like Danny to be a little bit lower and get on the ball, but then how do we get him even better in those positions if that's his sort of future position?
I guess you see that with players, you know, Lasse Sorensen's the prime example, a central midfielder by trade who's been converted into a right wing back, and it's really worked for them, that you could have players that then again works, or is Lasse a rarity in that sense?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's, if you look at most players, they stick into their position, don't they? Like, so I wouldn't say it's something that's really, really common. I'd say it's more a rarity. But there is always one or two a season that you think will try, and then they end up there and they probably end up a better player there, if you like, and can affect the game more. And that depends on league, that depends on level, that depends on all different things. But, you know, Lass and even Rico's been brilliant for us when he's come in. And it also depends on how you want to play and how that team wants to play in that way. So us playing as a 3-5-2 is very different from other ways of playing a 3-5-2, which gives them different responsibilities and different roles. So there's a combination of different things that helps players to show their qualities, I think.
Yeah, games don't come much bigger than this then. Safe travels to the 1,000-plus Imps fans who will be at Oxford. Don't forget, if you're not going, you can watch the match live on iFollow wherever you are. Bye for now.